The first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. When Moses came to the people and related all the words and ordinances of the Lord, they all answered with one voice, "We will do everything that the Lord has told us." Moses then wrote down all the words of the Lord, and rising early the next day, he erected at the foot of the mountain an altar and 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. Then, having sent certain young men of the children of Israel to offer burnt offerings and sacrifice young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord, Moses took half of the blood and put it in the large bowls. The other half he splashed on the altar. Taking the book of the covenant, he read it aloud to the people, who answered, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Then he took the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words of his." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. God the Lord has spoken and summoned the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. From Zion, perfect in beauty, God shines forth. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Gather my faithful ones before me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice, and the heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. Offer to God praise as your sacrifice, and fulfill your vows to the Most High. Then call upon me in time of distress, and I will rescue you, and you shall glorify me. Offer to God a sacrifice of praise. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, the enemy came and sowed weeds all around the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came in and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time I will say to the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today in the first reading, we see how important blood was. Something was sacrificed and the blood was sprinkled on the people, kind of like what we use holy water for. I'm much, much happier that we use holy water instead of the blood of animals. Let me give you a hint. But anyway, something had to be sacrificed to bring life. And even to bring the covenant and the covenant of the law, blood was necessary. Every time you eat anything, the way you live is by something else dying. You're alive today because you ate a hamburger, or you ate bacon for breakfast or whatever, and something died so you could live. Even if you say, "Oh, Father, I'm a vegetarian," well, that poor lettuce died so you could live. It's just the way things are. Something has to give up its life for something else to live. And so this is what Jesus did for you and me. He gave up his life. When we come to Eucharist, Jesus takes his blood. He dies for you. He dies for me. And then we drink his blood, so that we can live forever. You and I gotta be just thankful and grateful that Jesus would give up his life so that we could live. So today, say thank you, Jesus, for giving up your life for me. And be grateful. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.